Let's take another step forward. We mentioned this already a little bit outside, and see how that relates to the 2,000 years of Shnei Satoira until the Churban Bais Rishon. Boisat Kufa Dain Shalta Behirus Oidus Metzias Hashem Lidei Nisim Vagluim Vanavur Saglois. Until Churban Bais Rishon, there was still an open gilui of the Nisim and of Hashem's presence in the world. Luma Zois Mechuban Abais HaRishon Va'elech, which is where we live, not that helpful for us to know how to live in Alpaim Shnois Torah, because we're not living in that matzah. We're living in Alpaim Shnois Ikfus and Mashiach. We have to know how to live in that period. Itchile Mesechus Arucha Shel Alpaim Shnois Yemos HaMashiach. That's where we get the opportunity in the darkness to dedicate ourselves to Hashem. Knesset Yisrael, which is the beloved wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You go through a bit of Jewish history and you see the enormous dedication of Jews in the worst possible situations to Hashem. In the Midrash and Shirashinim, Hashem says the tzaddikim that established me more during the Churban than they did during the Binyan. In other words, what people are doing now in the Churban is much more valuable to Hashem than what they did when the Beis Hamikdash stood. Despite all the enormous suffering that comes upon Klal Yisrael, they stay with the emuna b'shleimus to Hashem, which is nifla v'noira. Bais Hashem is golos shekoyach habechira chofshis, shigam koyach haitmordus, haozus v'achutzpa. Kibishes Ban Eliel. That's when Klal Yisrael reveals the enormous koyach of Bechira, and also this ability to rebel, to have chutzpah and ozus, like we explained yesterday, to have chutzpah and ozus against a Nimrod. If Nimrod has the chutzpah to recognize Hashem and rebel against him, well, then I can have the ozus to rebel against the whole world that's telling me I'm wrong. Everybody's trying to take the Torah away from us. And with chutzpah and ozus, we fight to keep it. You want to refer the you to a Maral who explains in Yerushalmi that this sugya is based on. There's you want further reading on Daf Pei, there's a reference there to the Maral. V'amnam kach melamdeinu Ramban ki shleimus avos am Yisrael leboyre nikeres dafke mitoich ha'hester v'atzolos. The Ramban says that the love that Klal Yisrael is able to reveal for Hashem is dafke in the darkness and in the tzoros. Says the Ramban, ki me'avas Hashem etchem v'char bochem. Ki me'avas Hashem etchem v'char bochem. You chose avas Hashem. She'ro etchem ruim li'is'av lefono. Hashem saw that you were fitting to be beloved in front of him. Nevicharim la'av yais mikolavim. And he chose you with a love more than the rest of the nations, which may not be politically correct in today's times to talk about being the chosen people, but we are the chosen people. And if we would start recognizing that, the anti-Semitism would go away. That simple. The biggest cause of anti-Semitism is that we don't recognize who we really are. It's very hard to talk about this subject because you're not allowed to talk about this subject. You know, we have to make all excuses. We're not really better than them. We're just different and everyone's equal. Not everyone's equal. It's not true. Not true. Hatabah chatanah mikol la'amim. Posh it. And as soon as we wake up and start recognizing who we are and what our tafkid is, we'll be a lot better off. I'm saying that now because we've got a chutzpah this week. We won't talk like this. I'm not allowed to talk like this. Next week I have to be nice and sweet and polite and tell the right things, you know?
You're also away next week.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's what my plans are. Rabbi's machshava is belevish. Yeah, in chutzpah you're not allowed to talk like this. Bichlal. Because it's not polite to say that we're better than the goyim. Not polite.
Well, now, not politically correct is all down the drain, really, with Trump and everything. So it's probably easier to say.
I don't even think about Trump, so.
The only thing I know is it's not politically correct.
Okay, black lives matter. That's okay to say.
But
to say white lives matter,
that's all you know. Of course. No. I'm an African, so I'm an African. I'm fully onto giving Africans equal rights. I'm an African.
Sure.
So is he.
Sure. Absolutely.
We're the biggest freedom, black, you know, black beauty and all that stuff. There's just an aside, because I heard that the Knesset's going to be debating soon or discussing the uprise of anti-Semitism in the world. And how to deal with it and whatever. It's simple. to stop assimilating. And anti-Semitism will go away. Anti-Semitism is the use of the koyach. We have to be mavdil ourselves from the goyim. When we don't use it, the goyim get to use it to mavdil us from them. It's very simple. It's not a complicated sugya. That's what we need.
We could raise a lot of money. We could sell it.
You know, I studied law because I wanted to get involved in politics. I majored in politics. I'm also the big eights are in politics. When I came to this country, my hatred for politics got killed within the first week. Nothing, anything. You know, joke about the politician. I'm allowed to tell jokes after
such serious stuff.
There was a Jew and a Hindu and a politician. They went hiking in the north one day together. I don't know what they were doing there,
but that's what they did, okay?
It's a joke. Came the night time, they suddenly realized they had nowhere to stay. They didn't catch where they're going to sleep that night. So they had a look and there was a light far in the distance. There was a farmhouse. So they went and they knocked on the door and the farmer said to them, listen, I can let you sleep here tonight. I've only got two beds. Why don't you have to sleep in the barn? So, you know this joke?
Mm-hmm.
So,
From
Rabbi Grossner said it?
Yeah.
Oh, so he said like
this? Yeah, I'm not sure.
So I heard this from my rabbi. You heard this from a Baruch?
I think so.
It was in that talk.
It was in that. Yeah, that's what I got it from. Yeah, no, I heard this years ago. But
let him tell the joke.
Yeah. Slowly, we've got to spread it out. So they say, fine. So the Yid says, I'm not sleeping in the barn. The Yid's not sleeping in the barn. The politician's not sleeping in the barn. So the Hindu goes off to the barn, yeah? Everyone knows a barn is a stable, whatever, where the animals sleep. So everyone gets into bed, 10 times there's a knock on the door. Open the door, there's the Hindu. Says, I can't sleep in the barn, there's a cow there. Cows, a Hindu, God. So the Yid says, all right, Aymala, sort. You go sleep in the bed, I'll get to the barn. Off he goes to the barn, they switch off the lights, knock on the door. Open the door, there's the Yid. He says, what do you want from me? I can't sleep in the barn, there's a pig there. You're going to sleep in the barn with a pig? You must be out of your mind. So the politician's got no choice. He says, all right, fine, I'll get to the barn. Politician goes to the barn. The Jew and the Hindu get into bed. 10 minutes later, they knock on the door. They open the door, there's the pig and the cow. Okay, you want me to go talk to the Knesset now, Baruch? I thought you loved me. Man. I'll tell you a very important you saw. Those who are still interested and think that politics has something to do with reality. There's a famous saying that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Everyone heard that saying? I've got a better one. Power attracts corruptible people. Now you know what politics is about. Move on. Okay. No, we don't have to speak to the politicians. We have to speak to ourselves. We have to know. Anti-Semitism is a direct result of assimilation. That's possible. We hard learn. All right. So there's a war on for Torah, and that eternal war of the eternal nation, Avokim HaTorah Shviris Mitzvoseya, Shosha Noitz Po Isa Vikuach Shitvakeach Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The root of that fight, your personal fight, Klal Yisrael's personal fight, to keep Torah and mitzvahs against all the opposition, the root of that is in Moshe Rabbeinu's struggle over the Luchos with Hashem. Hashem is Baruch Hu V'yochol Rotzeh L'kachem Itanes HaTorah V'Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Anichoy. Hashem K'v'yochol wants to take away the Torah from us, whatever that means, and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't let. Vikuach ze einu chad pam, and it didn't just happen once. It was a shayrish, an archetype. Bekol adoyros, af bematzovim shekivyochol haya Hashem bekoyv. When Hashem seems to be our enemy, from the pasuk in Eicha, nelechem klal Yisrael aschus elishmol laTorah. Klal Yisrael fought for the right to keep the Torah. Hamilchemes hatnala lamarot shekivyochol nira ya Hashem isbrach moineh litul mitanus laTorah. It looks like Hashem trying to take away the Torah from us, and we fought back. And even today, to come in here every morning, forget about the big cosmic eternal battles going on out there. Just in our own personal lives, the battle to get into a Beis Midrash and open up a Gemara and learn every morning. When there's so many other things vying for your attention. It's a lot pashut. It's a little choma. Shabbos afternoon. To open up a sefer and learn for 20 minutes, half an hour. I don't want to insult anybody. We must start learning more. But before I fall asleep, every time after I open a Gemara, Shabbos afternoon is about 35 seconds. The fight to keep Torah, you know, that's what we're talking about. Just on a personal, individual level. The local kach pashut. Shmira samitzas Torah, you're going traveling. How easy it is to keep the Torah, to keep your head straight when you're traveling. The ma'od kasher, it's not pashut. If you're honest with yourself, you know, it's a long pashut, it's a milchama. That's what you're doing. You're taking Hashem lach patli, you can do what you want to me, you're not taking away my Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. I'm not giving up. Let's bring some examples. I'm going to bring some stories and some examples here that are amazing, amazing. He himself was a Holocaust survivor. The matara lamchish es advarim navulach mispar dugmoit shel gilu av ozim. These are simple Jews, if there is such a thing, whatever that means, who expressed and revealed enormous, enormous koichas of Avos Hashem in the worst possible situation. His mother, she survived Auschwitz. Shabranu Shabbos by Auschwitz. She says, you think we didn't keep Shabbos in Auschwitz? We kept Shabbos in Auschwitz. How did they keep Shabbos in Auschwitz? Lorak b'Shabbos atzma shamanu shiom ha-Shabbos. We didn't just keep Shabbos on Shabbos. We kept Shabbos the whole week. What's Shabbos? Zechayres yom ha-Shabbos l'kotshoi 7 days a week. Ech? Ma'asinu? Hayit l'sham chevra achat. There was a woman in Auschwitz with me, special woman with Yerushalayim. She taught us how to keep Shabbos in the middle of this Nazi Gehenna. Once a week we got cleaner beged, yeah? Less fleas. We wore it inside out the whole week. Rak b'yom shishi b'bein ha-shmosu fafuches ha-beged l'kovet Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, we would turn the beged the right way around to kovet Shabbos. Lo pam yivchina b'kach ha-kapa ha-marasheret. The Nazi in charge of looking after them noticed this. V'tzak alein imedu anachnu l'veshes is ha-beged ha-fuch. He used to scream at us, why are you wearing your beged inside out? Ulam ha-um lo zalo. Nothing changed. We refused. Lloyd Palnum in Tsakosu Makosai, they took blows and screams, didn't change nothing, they kept their beggar inside out the whole week. Amadnu Bugvurum and Shana Ritsanenu Lavoishas a beggar afuk. Kach Shamanis Koid Shabbos Koidish, Yoim Yoim Bamokum Salmobis. In the middle of Gehenna, you keep Shabbos. How do you keep Shabbos? It was the only thing they could do. They weren't keeping Shabbos on Shabbos. The whole week they were getting screamed at and blowed and beaten because of Shabbos. And we know everybody here has got a whole portfolio of stories that he knows from the camps, from the Inquisition, whatever, of how people kept whatever they needed to keep with enormous mysterious nefesh, making mud camps, and we know putting tefillin in the camps. Everyone, all of us have that koyach to keep the Torah no matter what. The Marota Kashima Nairim Yevshali told me Hadvekus Bashem Butarosu. The worst possible situations in Nisainos take away the Torah from the Yid. Can't, he doesn't let go. Holds on. My Rebbe, Michael David, Michael David? Okay. Weiss Mando. Ze ik het zeidig voor Kodesh Lavroche, hij u ragele sapes als die poabo. You wouldn't know who your vice model was?
Was there out of my wife's ranch?
Your vice model was one of the great from Czechoslovakia. Yeah. He came from Czechoslovakia, Nitra, and he was one of the big Vada Tzoving in the Holocaust. He wrote a whole book called Nemet Tzorim. It's a very painful book. You need to read it in the 3 weeks. I wouldn't suggest you read it any other time. Bein HaMetzorim. It might have been translated in English, I don't know, but it's a painful, painful read. Just he shows what he went through and how he tried to get money to save Yidden and give him money and how the secular organizations in America, Mamish was getting in his way. I have no idea. He almost went mad from it. Eventually came back to America and he started a yeshiva in America called Nitri. It's still there, the famous Nitri yeshiva. The Taba learned there. He was the first one that started working on the codes. Before they had computers, he was already doing codes and working on the codes in the Torah before they had computers. They're going oilom. But you read that book, you can... Anyway. Listen to a story. Oideka Maisa. Bashnais Zazan Bazmana Khisula Soifishal Ira Nitra, Shekhar Czechoslovakia, in the final liquidation of Nitra in Czechoslovakia, Hairogamani Bashas Boki Mukdem, says Yudia Ir, Kirsha Tom Mibatayam, but also Itam Le Koronis Boko. The Nazis came here in the morning, they got all the Jews at the house and they stuck them into the cattle cars on the train. Mishpachas Shleimas, Avos, Imos, Yeladim, Rakim, Nolzu, Litztofef, Ad Kilo, Noitzulem, Mekoymas, Yeshiva. We know what the matzav was. They were squeezed in there, one after the other, like sardines. There was no place to sit. Vekach, Tachas, Hashemesh, Tkufus, Shechichome, Veleites, Dofonos, Akoronos, Omdil, Alo, Lechem, Vemaim, Vein, Moshiach. In the heat of the day, they stood and waited. No bread, no water. Veinos, Yimidia, Yudi, Pashut. Shemegadol Tal Lagonet. He was a chicken farmer. Simple. Whatever that word when I'm talking about a Jew. A simple yid. Chicken farmer. Kamo kol yet ayodim amad gam hu bedoichet betzifufas bakarot. Like everybody else, he was standing there squashed in whatever, in unbearable conditions. Yachanim mishpochte velodoy, with his family and his children. Hakatanim mishovim mitchananim letipas mayim. Children are screaming for water. This Jew had another problem. His problem wasn't the fact that he was on his way to be killed and that his children didn't have water and that he was stuck in this cattle car in the heat of the day with no water or bread. That wasn't his problem. He noticed through the window there was a Jew walking past on the outside, free walking past outside the train. They were collaborators, what they called, that were used to do whatever dirty work the Nazis needed from them, so they let them go free, and then they killed them eventually, upon them and stuff. So this was one of these Jews walking outside, free, on the other side of the train. He stuck his head to the window, and he said, Moshe, come here. I need you to do me a favor, please. Gash la Basi, go to my house. Vachilis atan agolot. Go to my house and feed the chickens. Zochotza balachaim deraisa. Balachaim's a deraisa. Balachaim's a deraisa. He's worse off than the tanagolot. What's he worrying about? I have to feed my chickens before I go to David in the morning. Jew gets up in the morning, you got animals, you feed them first. You can't eat until you fed your animals. The Raisa. Tzaba lechaim is the Raisa. What's he worrying about, this Jew? Hafla. Who's got time to think about chickens? Your own children don't have water. Well, then I can do nothing about. But the chickens, I can get Moshe to go feed my chickens. The Raisa. That's what Jews are doing. That's a yid.
Yehudi zeh ayer nosun b'matzav noire bo alulim labed kol tzelem enush.
You can lose your humanity in a situation, get in plenty dirt. Very hard to maintain your integrity when you're in that kind of situation.
But Ya'olul l'seisis einav l'marom v'likrol v'in shalayla.
You can raise his eyes to Hashem and say,
Heichen tzah b'alechaim shalcha?
You're not chayvin tzah b'alechaim Hashem?
You're also chayvin toira Hashem.
If you can't treat us like Jews, at least treat us like animals.
If
I'm not good enough even to be an animal, but what sins have my children done? I can't feed them, Hashem, you have rachamim on them.
והנה גם במצב בלתי אנוש זה לא נפגומת וכוסוי ומנוסו של יהודי זה בקדוש ברוך
הוא. In this inhumane Gehenim, he doesn't forget that I'm a Jew, and there's a Torah, and there's a Shem, and yeah, צער בעלי חיים זה דורייסא. He said, no, you can do this.
You do פשוט, מגד אותה לגונת, נא וכביכול עם השם ואומר.
He's fighting with Hashem.
אתה רוצה לקחת ממני איזה אמונה ואיזה תוירה?
You're trying to take away my אמונה and my תוירה?
הרי אני איכס בתורוסך, I'm holding on, I'm not letting go.
אפילו אתה, לא אתן לך לקחת ממנה, I'm not letting you take the תוירה away from me.
אפילו במצב היום הזה רצוני לקיים את מצווי שכל, לשמוע על צבוכות שציווסנו לקיים את מצווי צבא לחיים דורייסא.
You're telling me you locked up in a Nazi cattle car with no food, no water, nowhere to move. And you're telling me, Hashem, I can't keep mitzvahs. I'll show you, I'll keep mitzvahs. I'll tell you, Hashem, you can't take away the mitzvahs from me. There's a mitzvah, tzav alechaim, I can mekayim.
Nu Moshe, shliach, go, feed my animals.
Gavri yodav shal Moshe, that's Gavri yodav shal Moshe. That we learned about when Moshe was able to take the luchos away from Hashem.
Dvarim haim beilib, haim divrei achosi, bal chobis halavavas. The chobis halavavas says, Aloshen, isha avas Hashem. Shekos shalom echad miyachasidim, shayir kam belaylem.
The Rosh Hashanah always refers to Echad Miachasidim. I don't know who he was, if he's referring to Echad Miachasidim. I don't know what he was.
Elokai Araftani Ve'irum Azaftani Ve'machshachi Ve'laylash Ho'yshaftani Ve'uzcha Ve'godolcha Ve'hoyrasani Im Tasrifeinu Ve'eish Lo'isiv Kim Abbas Ve'simcha Bocha.
Hashem, I've been starved and made naked and you've abandoned us. In the darkness of the night, we've been left alone. And your strength and your greatness has been revealed to me.
Even if you'll burn me with ash,
you know what I'll do? I'll just love you more, that's all.
Lo'isiv kim'ava v'simcha b'cha. All I'll do is add more simcha and love for you, that's all.
Do what you want.
There's nothing you can do, Hashem. That's what he's saying.
So when it comes to our Abbas Hashem and our Bechira Chovshi, we call Yochol. Ishtoy Kagufa, the same as Hashem has unlimited koi, can do whatever he wants. In this area, we can do whatever he wants. No one can interfere with that. Just to go through what we're going through now, this Ikfas of the Mashiach, the next few days before Mashiach comes, maybe you'll come today, Chveis Nishn. But because Moshiach is close. And as it gets close, it's going to get worse and worse. To know that we're allowed to fight, you can't take away my Torah from me. This goes wrong, this happens, that happens. You're right, wonderful. You can't take away my Torah from me.
Which day are you planning to go, intending to go away?
I'm booked to fly Monday morning.
So Sunday you'll still be here?
Sunday, Bezrat Hashem. Bezrat Hashem. I'm going away for 2 weeks, Rahman. I'm open to bids. Anybody can get me to stay, I'm happy to stay. I'm Toronto and New York.
When you get back, I'll be away for another week, so I'll see you. 2 weeks. See you.